we need to think and brand towards the future because of the amplification as well as the perpetuation of that content.
This is Entrepreneurs the Playbook.
Branding and marketing is a frequency. It's a signal, and more than ever today, we can reach 4.2 billion people and growing every day. It's a frequency that we have to look at with a powerful signal of how far it can reach to those 4.2 billion people, the spectrum in which we want to communicate with that frequency, and of course, the clarity of our message. Those three components are critical today in your branding and marketing. If I look back 45 years, not to age myself, but if I look back 45 years in San Francisco, there was marketed a pet rock and millions of dollars were made. They put a rock in a bed and put it in a house and sold millions of rocks. Nothing on the rock. The reason it sold was that a frequency was created, an energy. We can only be aware of that energy, right? If everything vibrates, we can only be aware of that which vibrates equal to or less than us. The frequency that it had was emotional. People buy on emotion for logical reasons. And what emotions did that pet rock have? Well, it was a very inexpensive pet, easy to travel with, never peed on your carpet or eat your shoes. And they played to the emotions and sold millions of rocks as a pet. Now today, it's just as important to have that frequency, except for 2020, we have to look at one component, not just the energy of the content that we have, but also how do we perpetuate that content? How do we perpetuate our brand? Because it lives now forever. Most of you probably have never heard of the pet rock. Some of you are probably Googling it right now to see if it actually exists, but it actually did exist. But if I was back in 1975 with the 2020 strategy, I would be looking at not just the energy of that and the frequency, but how am I capturing the pet rock? How am I capturing it, amplifying it? What mediums am I putting it on? How does it look on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter? Where are the different places that I put it in a traditional sense in the retail, brick and mortar stores, as well as selling through online? All of these different things have to be captured in a different manner, amplified in a different way, but they are perpetual. We have a residual, an annuity to our brand now that lasts forever. If we look at something that was created in the 40s, like Mickey Mouse, Mickey Mouse has extraordinary frequency. It started with a black and white whistling mouse, Steamboat Willie. And today it has 470 million views on YouTube. I promise you that Disney had no idea that 470 million people would be watching the Mickey Mouse Club on YouTube. We need to think and brand towards the future because of the amplification as well as the perpetuation of that content. We actually have to monetize these things and create a strategy to monetize that signal. And in order to do that, we need to look at those three things. Number one, what is the content and what frequency does it have? I live by and have marketed some of the greatest athletes, brands in the world over the last 30 years. And the one thing that I've learned is the truth vibrates the fastest. The most overused word in branding and marketing is authenticity. You need to be authentic, it needs to be organic, authentic. What does that really mean? You need to be truthful. The number one thing that people forget about for the perpetuation of content is credibility. The minute you are not credible in the marketplace, the minute your brand oversells, back-end sells, lies, manipulates, the minute it is perceived as not credible, you've lost because of the perpetual nature of your brand, because of the amplification of your brand. So it's more critical today to have credibility than anything else. I always tell people if I could be 100% credible, that would be my dream, right? It'd be amazing. If I'm 100% credible, I could walk around this room and say, oh, can each of you give me 100 euros? And everybody would just say, yes, yes, you're 100% credible. I'm sure you'll do good things with it. The second component to look at beyond credibility is that emotional aspect. People buy on emotion for logical reasons. You need to, with your frequency, emotionally attach people to your brand. There has to be some feeling involved, some emotion, some energy involved with your brand. You cannot just dictate it with features and benefits. The third thing that we need to look at in a brand for 2020 is the quantitative value. Everything on earth has a subjective value. Too many people market and brand towards subjective value. They take on their own personal perception, company perception, or regional perceptions, not understanding that this brand is captured, amplified, and perpetuated to 4.2 billion people around the world, and they forget about the quantitative value. Anything that we do has subjective value. We need to put money, time, resources into our brand so people have a logical, value-justified business case. Everyone here would buy a pen from me for $1 million if I told you I'd give you a $1 million loan, put another $1 million in escrow in a person of your choice, and if you couldn't sell that pen for $2 million at the end of the year, not only would I relieve you of your $1 million debt, but I would release the other $1 million to you. Every single person in here would buy that pen for $1 million if I was credible. Here's the funny thing, I never said one thing about the pen. No features, benefits, etc. We need to create quantitative value in the frequency of our brand and marketing. The next thing that we have to do is show impact. More than ever, because of the capture, amplification, and perpetuation of our brands and through marketing, we need to show how it impacts the world. More than ever, everything my company does and personally for me that we do has to have a charitable component or cause tied to it. You need to show impact with your brand more than ever. And then finally, you can display, least important as proven, the features and benefits or the capabilities of your brand. Those five components will create the frequency to go farther, reach the spectrum that you want to reach, as well as perpetuate your brand with a clear and defined message. We want more people to be aware and emotionally attached to our brand. We want to be credible, but most importantly, we want to monetize our brands through that frequency. So for today, you need to create three strategies. Number one, how do I capture my brand? How would I capture the Pet Rock? How do I amplify it? Where do I amplify it? Which capture goes into which amplifications? And then most importantly, if you want to make a significant difference, if you want to take advantage of the 4.2 billion people and growing, you need to create a perpetuation strategy for your brand. That content, your branding, your marketing will live literally forever or as long as it's online. That is a significant difference today. We must raise the frequency and vibration of our brands by being credible, by emotionally attaching to those brands, creating a quantitative value, not a subjective value, create an impact in everything you do, create a void in the universe by being of service, providing value first, don't oversell, manipulate, and lie, and lose your credibility, and then you can talk about the features and benefits. I appreciate the time. Thank you so much.
Well, I hope you enjoyed this week's episode of The Playbook as much as me. On a personal note, I just wanted to thank everyone for making The Playbook such a success. Don't forget to continue it by sharing, subscribing, and listening to your favorite episodes. This is Dave Meltzer with The Playbook.